Hi Mita, it's Vanessa Kimball. I thought audio bee is probably the fastest way to answer one of the questions you asked. How did I get everybody interested in the book? Well, it started really from a concept, and I spoke initially to some agents, and most of them didn't have the time of day for me. But one in particular was a lady called Heather Holden Brown, and she was really, really nice. Couldn't take me on as an agent, but she pointed me in the direction of the sort of publishers that I might grab their attention. One in particular was only an hour away from me in Oxford. And I sent some photographs and some recipes and a sort of synopsis of what it was about. It was about, I don't know, 4 pages long with lots of photographs and lots of examples of how I felt the book would go. And they phoned me back. In fact, people I sent to, three of them phoned me back and wanted to see me. And the first publishers had 2 books under the Spring Hill label, wanted to see me literally that week. So in fact, I was so happy, I squealed so loudly that I think the people in the car next to me thought I'd won the lottery. So I went over to see them, and they were in a little farmhouse, not little, but large farmhouse over in Oxfordshire. And within 15 minutes of me sort of laying out the presentation of how the book worked and the recipes all linked together, they just said, you know what, we're not going to beat about the bush. We like you already. We can see that it's a fabulous concept. And they signed me literally there and then. It's literally within 15 minutes of me being there. So I had to phone and cancel the babysitter to see the other 2 publishers.
Mummy.
And in the meantime...
Can I have some of those nuts?
Yes, just a few. Sorry. In the meantime, I spoke to anybody and everybody who might listen to me, and I got the opportunity to meet Jason Atherton, who was Gordon Ramsay's business partner a little while ago, and he was really supportive. He'd written 3 books himself, and we were at a dinner, and he just said, let me have a look at it, and he made some fantastic comments. The other person that's been absolutely amazing is Chantelle Cody from Rococo Chocolates. I've known Chantelle for about 5 or 6 years. I've been going to her chocolate school on and off with the children as a customer, really. And I put the concept to her, and she just said, you know, we'd be delighted to sponsor the chocolate chapter. So Chantelle was brilliant, and she put me in contact with a couple of people as well who have been very supportive. And then the other people really are Twitterers. English Mum, she's absolutely amazing. She really sort of gave me a lot of confidence in the beginning by testing one of my recipes and helped me with the idea of getting bloggers to test, which is getting people involved. And I think when people sort of become involved, they take ownership of it and they feel that they're part of it. You'll have to excuse me, Mita, I've got a terrible cold, so even as I'm recording this, I'm feeling heavy breathing. I'm not actually, I've just got a completely terrible pre-Christmas cold. And then I also started writing a column for the local paper, which is the Northamptonshire Chronicle and Echo. It's hard work. I do the photography as well most weeks with the food, and they come and shoot me. But I have a really good following locally. I'm also going for an interview to present a radio programme, which has come off the back of the column.
Hold on. Not letting me have a few.
Okay, in a minute. I'm just recording something. Sorry. I also have 3 children, as you can hear, who keep me very, very busy. I've looked at your stuff, Mita. Your photography is just amazing. Your recipes are fabulous. Your blog is brilliant. Your presentation is just out of this world. I mean, I can only hope to be even, you know, half as good as some of the stuff that you're putting up there. You tweet, you're very supportive, you involve other people. Really, yours was one of the first blogs that I looked at, and I just looked at for complete inspiration, and I find your style and everything you do to be exquisite. It's beautiful, it's artistic, it's exquisite, and you can see that you're an absolute perfectionist, and I can see that whatever you're going to do is going to be hugely successful. So if you have a project and there's something you want to do, grab it with both hands and believe in yourself, because I believe in what you're doing. It's brilliant. And that's it, really. I'm going to post this up and send it to you. Have a very happy Christmas.